Page 81. Activity 4. Listening for measurements and amounts. Part 2.
Hello. We'd like to welcome Professor Chapman and his aeronautics class to Houston, Texas, and the Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center. Today, without leaving the ground, we're going to experience the excitement of a flight into space. We're now seated in the Space Center's amphitheater. The screen in front of you shows the inside of the Space Shuttle Orbiter. The advanced technology used in this presentation will simulate for you what it is like to be a crew member at work on an actual space mission. Our mission today is to capture and repair a $75 million solar observation satellite that has been in orbit since 1980. Okay, fasten your seatbelts and we'll begin our simulated flight on the spaceship Enterprise. All right? Now, imagine we have been inside the orbiter for about 2 hours making sure everything is ready.
This is Mission Control. It is now T-minus 3.8 seconds.
T stands for takeoff, of course, and we hear the three engines fire.
T-minus 1 second, T-minus zero.
At T-minus zero, the two booster rockets fire, and 3 seconds later, we are lifted off the ground by the combined energy of the five engines. Through the window, we see the tower disappear. We feel the effects of acceleration on our bodies as our spaceship speeds up to 4 times the speed of sound, which is about 1,100 feet per second in the air, and revolves 120 degrees. We are now turned upside down with our heads toward the ground as we climb in the air and go out over the ocean.
How do you like the feeling?
We won't be right side up until we're in orbit. 2 minutes after takeoff, the fuel in the booster rockets has been used up. They drop away as we continue gaining speed. 6 minutes later, we have reached 15 times the speed of sound, and the graceful spaceship is flying free, heading into orbit around the Earth at a height of 690 miles. Once we reach full altitude, we change our program on the computer. This shuts down the main engines and the external tank drops away. We can now control the orbiter's movement with small bursts of rocket fire from engines in the nose and tail. Put your hand on the control stick. Move the control stick to the right and we'll roll. Although we don't feel it without gravity, you can see the motion through the window. If you move your wrist on the control forward or backward, we'll go up or down. A twist makes us go to the right or left. Let's have a few of you take turns with this so you can get the full effect.
My turn? Okay, here we go. Lean left.
Okay, now I'll straighten us up.
Anyone for a complete roll?
Enough! Whoa, I'm getting dizzy.
Okay, let's get ready for the next phase of your mission. Look through the window. The cargo doors are opening. These doors open when we arrive in orbit and remain open to provide the ship with necessary ventilation throughout our stay in space. As I said before, the purpose of this mission is to repair a $75 million solar observation satellite that has been in orbit since 1980. Since the failure of its control system, the satellite has been moving through space without guidance, moving so fast that it cannot be reached directly by the remote manipulation arm, which we'll call the RMA. The RMA is a 50-foot mechanical arm attached to the outside of the orbiter. Look at the handout we gave you as you came into the amphitheater. From the drawing, you can see that the mechanical arm is very much like your own arm. The arm is attached to the orbiter at the shoulder, and an elbow and a wrist allow the arm to move and bring satellites into the cargo bay. This maneuver is necessary in order to repair the satellite. There are television cameras at both the elbow and wrist so we can see what's going on. The hand, or what is called the end effector, is fitted with 3 inside wires. A short arm of the satellite is caught by these wires. If you look out the window, you'll see two astronauts in spacesuits outside. They're gonna slow down the satellite manually so we can connect it to the RMA from here inside. Remember, we said that the satellite was moving too quickly to be picked up directly by the RMA.
Wow, look at that!
Yeah, they're actually grabbing the satellite with their hands.
Now it's our turn. The astronauts outside have captured the satellite for us, and now we have to get to work. We must manipulate the arm, bending its wrist, elbow, and shoulder joints to lower the damaged satellite into our cargo bay. Great job! Okay, now let's wait while the astronauts repair the satellite in the cargo bay. It should only take a few moments. Just a small part on the outside of it needs to be replaced. Uh-huh, they almost have the old part off. That's it. Now they're putting the new part in place and tightening it down. There, I think they've got it.
Enterprise, this is Mission Control. Congratulations, your mission has been accomplished. Now prepare for re-entry.
Okay, crew. Let's get ready for re-entry by closing the cargo bay doors. We fire our engines to slow the orbiter so that it begins to fall toward Earth. We enter the atmosphere at an altitude of 400,000 feet. We are now 5,000 miles from our landing site. The friction of air causes us to slow down from our entry speed of 16,000 miles per hour, but it also causes us to heat up. However, we're protected from surface temperatures of 2,750 degrees Fahrenheit by the thermal tiles covering the ship. The heat is so great that our radio communications are cut off for 12 minutes on our descent. Our onboard computers maintain control. As the atmosphere gets heavier, our craft changes from a spaceship into a glider. The engines shut off as we continue our descent in silence. The ground is coming up at us fast at 10,000 feet per minute, 7 times faster than it would in the landing of an airplane. At just 1,500 feet, our stomachs feel funny as the pilot pulls up the nose of the spaceship to slow us down. We hear the landing gear open and lock, and very quickly, we touch back down on Mother Earth and come to a stop. The flight is over. Mission accomplished. Thanks for coming aboard the Enterprise. See you next time on our sister ship, Discovery.